You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop, and we just did From the Vault, and we're actually going to do a band that's celebrating 20 years of existence, so maybe if you pull out one of their old records, that could also be considered From the Vault. And let me make sure I'm saying it right. Funebrarum, correct?
Yep, hit the nail on the head there, man.
Funebrarum. It's a kind of a difficult spelling, but hey, man, it's death metal. Not everything's supposed to be easy. We got Sam Osborne.
Exactly.
We got Sam Osborne on the line. Welcome back to Metal Shop, man.
Thank you. It's been a long time.
It has. We first had you in when you were Bone Sickness a few years back, and then we had you with Undergang and Spectral Voice Tour.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to? Obviously, it seems like quite a bit. How you been?
I've been good, man. Yeah, I'm happy to be back in the Pacific Northwest. I'm down in Portland now, as where, you know, I'm from Olympia, being lived in Seattle forever. But I was out in Copenhagen with Undergang, touring for a couple years there, and, you know, decided to make my way back over here and pick things up with Funebrarum again.
So tell me a little bit about getting started with Funebrarum, because, you know, that band's been around for a long time, and I'm assuming maybe were you recruited to be in the band? Did you meet those guys at a show, or how did the process of joining that band go?
Yeah, so I used to be in a Seattle-based band called Trepanation a few years back, and we ended up doing a full U.S. tour alongside Estrés Pestis and Undergang, and that was 5, maybe 6 years ago at least.
Yeah.
And we did a show with Funebrarum in New York City at the Acheron in Brooklyn.
That's awesome.
And it just so happened that we hung out and really hit it off. And, you know, when Matt and the other guys ended up, you know, pursuing other bands, Daryl reached out to me, and guess the rest is history. It's been 5 years I've been with the band.
That's killer, man. And, you know, I forgot to mention at the top of the interview, the reason why we're connecting today is because you guys are actually playing your first Northwest show ever, Funebrarum, originally from New Jersey, and you guys are now coming over to the Northwest for a show. Northwest Terror Fest presents Saturday, November 2nd at the Highline on Capitol Hill. Funebrarum coming to the Northwest for the first time with Mortiferum, who has a killer record out now, alongside Gravedust and Death Cave. So, four killer bands, Northwest Terror Fest presents. So you mentioned, yeah, talking with Daryl, that's got to be a trip, because not only is he like royalty as far as like death metal, but like he has a pedigree as far as old school hardcore and punk, being with Born Against and Citizen's Arrest. When you first met him, were you ever like, did you ever have a moment where you kind of had to just like punish him about his old hardcore roots?
Oh, there's no I still punish him about his hardcore roots, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, him being with Citizen's Arrest, and I mean, I grew up in hardcore, and so,
yeah,
you know, that's kind of why we kicked off so well, because, you know, we could connect on all levels of extreme music.
Well, absolutely, man, and that's what I was actually thinking about, is just like, you know, maybe he did it a couple decades before you, but you guys are both kind of like that crossover style, like you started with the punk and the hardcore, and if I'm correct, like you have a Poison Idea tattoo, right?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so I seen this Poison Idea tattoo on you. I was like, that guy has punk roots, and then he also plays sick death metal. So you guys are both, you know, similar with, like, the punk. And does he still get down with some of that stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, he Citizen's Arrest just did a tour of Japan, so he's still
awesome.
Kicking for sure.
Oh, that's killer, man. That's awesome. So if you're not familiar with those bands, definitely check them out, a little bit more on the punk and hardcore thing. But so tell me, like, when did he – I mean – you know, maybe I could look this up for myself, but I'm curious because I'm sure, like you said, you've punished him about it, so I'll get secondhand knowledge from you. What brought him toward a more extreme, like, guttural, like, kind of crusty death metal sound? What got him interested in that from the punk and hardcore underground?
Well, from my understanding, I mean, you know, he was part of the early New York hardcore scene.
Exactly, yeah.
And, I mean, he was a sharp skinhead in New York City in 1983 as a, you know, 13-14-year-old kid.
Gnarly.
And actually, a little bit of trivia, he's in Jason Takes Manhattan, the Friday the 13th movie.
I saw that on your Instagram. That's incredible.
I know. It's a trip. But yeah, no, he was telling me he actually worked at some record distributing warehouse back in the day and heard Bathory for the first time. And if you listen to some of the early Citizens Arrest stuff, I mean, his vocals are purely death metal. I mean, he's growling over this really fast hardcore. So I think hearing Bathory and distributing Combat Records, you know, all their material kind of swayed him in the more extreme direction.
So what about you, man? Like, what got you more interested in, like, kind of the more extreme side of metal? What's your origin story? Like, what was the first extreme metal band you heard, or first death metal cassette or record or CD that you purchased?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess there's two parts to this story, because I'm sure you'll remember that there was the old Seattle thrash band Funerot.
Oh, yeah. And, Olympia.
They used to come down to Olympia back in the day when they still lived up in, I think, where were they? From Bothell or something up north.
Oh, I thought they were an Olympia band. Oh, yeah.
No, they were from Bothell, and they all moved down. And
Bothell,
so,
death metal.
They got me. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Isn't that a trip, man? But... yeah, they got me into it, and I mean, I would see them when they were playing with Sexfit and hardcore bands, and it was just so much more extreme than everything else. But also, when I was probably 14 or 15 years old, Dave Adelson, who runs 20 Buck Spin Records out of Pittsburgh now.
Oh, yeah.
He moved, oh, yeah. He worked at Necropolis Records in the 90s and then moved to Olympia and bought my favorite hardcore record store and just started stocking a bunch of metal. So,
oh, that's so cool.
He ended up sending me home with Carcass tapes and Autopsy tapes and just being like, man, you know, punk's cool, but you should go home and listen to this.
Here's your education, kid.
Yeah, exactly. He was the guy that did that.
Dude, that's awesome. And his label is blowing the hell up. Stuff from, you know, Witch Vomit and Tomb Mold. I mean, he's like cultivated like a 20 Buck Spin sound almost.
It's crazy. Yeah, I actually just went last night and saw Cerebral Rot and Fed It.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So tell
They're
me,
great.
Yeah, you guys, you know, the band had been going for a long time before you joined Funebrarum. Were you a fan of the band before you joined?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I had heard Funebrarum, but I got really into the Dormant Hallucination reissue CD that came out on Morbid Wrath. I think it was a 7 or 08, and that's where it gripped me. I mean, I heard everything, and I knew it was good, but that absolutely drove it on home, and, you know, I was a huge fan of Beneath the Columns and Sleep in Morbid Dreams when it came out. And so obviously them asking me to come over and, you know, start writing some new stuff was a complete honor.
So how's things work now? Are they still based over on the East Coast and you're on the West Coast? Do you guys kind of just, you know, practice once in a while, or do you guys just pretty much practice whenever you get together for a show?
Mostly a lot of the time is when we, you know, we just got back from Europe. So, you know, everybody kind of does their own part, and we all meet up and we have a couple sessions and then we go at it. And, you know, we'll fly them out here for rehearsals and practice sessions every few months. But Daryl, our singer, our bassist Winslow, they're both in New York and New Jersey.
Yeah.
And our other guitar player, Phil Tugas, who's from First Fragment and Catalyst and a whole slew of other bands, he's up in Montreal, Quebec, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's everybody's spread out all over. They're on the East Coast, and me and Charlie, the drummer, we're here in Portland. And, you know, when he's in Portland, when he's not on tour with Incantation or Skeletal Remains or one of the million bands he's touring with nowadays.
Oh, man, that's quite a pedigree for himself. Holy crap.
He's phenomenal.
Oh, man. So I'm stoked to see you guys. Obviously, this is going to be your first Northwest show. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Sam Osborne from Funebrarum. They're going to be playing Northwest Terror Fest Presents Saturday, November 2nd at the Highline on Capitol Hill. The band he's in, Funebrarum, with Mortiferum, Gravedust, and Death Cave. I'm stoked to see you guys. This is going to be the first time you've ever hit Seattle. What made you guys finally want to come out and play Seattle? And I guess I got to ask, what took you so long?
Well, I mean, I think it just ended up realistically. I mean, the market for us has always been a lot stronger in Europe. So, I mean,
makes sense.
I think the last 5 years we've toured Europe 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it just, you know, you go where the market is, and in the States, we've done a lot of fly-ins, but Seattle just has never, you know, has never worked out. We've had a couple things come up, but, you know, the Northwest Terror Fest guys reached out and just kind of said, hey, we really want you guys here. We think it'll be awesome. So.
Yeah.
of course, you know, me being from Washington, it was, you know, it was something for the bucket list for sure.
And this will probably be a lot of your friends here in the Northwest first time seeing you play with Funibrarum, which is also kind of an added bonus, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll be great.
So we chatted actually with Chase from Gate Creeper last week, and we asked him this question, but I'm curious what your answer is too. So we all know the thrash big four like Slayer, Anthrax, Megadeth, Metallica, but think for yourself here, what would be your personal top four, the big four of death metal?
Oh, man. I mean, you just got to go back to the basics. I would say Carcass, Repulsion, Napalm Death, and Death.
Nice. I like that, man.
Yeah.
There you go. That's
the basics, man.
Hell yeah. Dude, but there's so many there's so many more you can put in there. But, hey, that's yours. That's your big four. So there it is. What was it again? It was Napalm Death, Carcass. What else?
Death and Repulsion.
Awesome, man. We got to play some of those tonight. So, Sam, are there any upcoming plans for new music with Funibrarum, and what can we look forward to?
Yeah, actually, we tracked a new album. It's just getting mixed out of Sound Spa in New Jersey, and that's the same studio where they did the Dysma toward the Megalith record, so you know it's
awesome.
Going to be huge sounding.
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, we did that. We just released a mini LP in 2016, so it's been a few years back, but the new album's coming out 2020 on Pulverized Records. So that's something to be, you know, keeping an eye out for.
Killer, man. Well, before we let you go, what is the song you would suggest us play to debut for, like, for the person who's never heard of Funibrarum but wants to check you guys out? What should we play?
Dormant Hallucination.
All right, man. We're going to get into that. This is Sam Osborne, Funibrarum, playing Northwest Terror Fests. Presents Saturday, November 2nd at the Highline on Capitol Hill. Funibrarum, Mortiferum, Gravedust, and Death Cave. Sam, we'll see you there, okay, man? Thanks for the call.
Absolutely, man.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.